It's the 21st of December 2017. Santa is coming, and we welcome you to Talking Usework, a podcast brought to you by the Future Labs Project. Talking Usework is a series of 15 podcast interviews to usework experts and practitioners that have a say when it comes to innovation in usework, either because they are using creative methods to empower young people, researching on use trends, or responsible for use policies at international level. Like a shot of inspiration, all of our guests have a unique point of view about how can use workers shake up, upgrade, and innovate on their daily work. If you want to learn more about the approaches and methods presented in the podcast, you can look up step-by-step tutorials on our tools section, read the Future Labs handbook, or even learn about training use workers on these tools by using our open source training program.
Future Labs is a project that aims to promote innovation in youth work. And today we are talking about the kickoff of this Erasmus Plus project and introducing to all of you the partners that are part of this exciting idea.
This episode was recorded during the kickoff meeting that took place in Finland last November. We talked to all the partners and tried to summarize what is the vision and the aims of the project. This conversation was really interesting for me, especially because you see the different perspectives about the current state of youth work and how it can be improved. We are Anita Silva and Rui Branco. And who exactly are we?
I'm Anita Silva. I'm an international trainer and consultant in the field of youth work. I'm Portuguese. I live in Lisbon. And I specialized in creativity and innovation. That's where my passion is. Together with my colleague and friend, Rui Branco, we will conduct the next episodes of this podcast, interviewing experts and youth workers. My personal aim with these interviews is to explore what is blocking and what is nurturing innovation in the youth field, and to uncover new perspectives, new ideas on how we can innovate and improve youth work practices.
I'm Rui. I'm a podcaster that has been busy for more than 4 years with my own two podcasts, one about creativity and one about personal development. Youth work concerns all of us, especially all of us who have kids like me and are looking at what the future will bring them. The challenge will change rapidly and we all need to think about it, reflect on it and find solutions. I'm a proud father of two daughters and I want these interviews to help me and our listeners understand how youth work will help kids design their own futures.
Now that you know who we are, let's start talking youth work.
As this is the first episode, I wanted to let our listeners know more about the project Future Labs itself and also the views of the partners about youth work. Anita was actually also representing one of the partners, so she's also interviewed in this podcast. So first, let me present you the 8 partner organizations and the people that represented them in the kickoff meeting.
Lenka Polcerová, Association of Non-Formal Education, Czech Republic.
I'm Sergio from the organization A Moment that comes from Lisbon, Portugal.
Anita Silva from Team Mais, Portugal.
Hello, my name is Kari Keuru. I am from HUMAC, University of Applied Sciences, from Finland.
Eila Lintunen, Hyvärilä, Finland.
Hello, my name is Urška. I'm coming from Slovenia and my organization is PINA, Association for Culture and Education PINA.
Alena Tomanova, Youth Watch Slovakia.
I'm Marco from Italy, from an organization called Associazione Agrado.
As you know, I'm not a youth worker, so I wanted to know what is one thing going well in youth work, according to them. Here's what Sergio and Lenka said.
I think what is going very well in youth work is that the youth workers' work has an impact on young people. I see the difference on myself and on the people I work with. So I think this is really extraordinary.
One thing that is going well in youth work is that youth workers are always trying to innovate and to try to find different methods and different approaches, trying to be always step forward, looking to the future, integrating digital tools and other things. So that for sure is something very good.
Of course, I was also curious about what were things that can still be improved in the youth work community. Anita and Kari gave me interesting answers to that.
I think youth workers could learn a lot about methods that are related to body work, how to use the body in learning, also on how to design learning experiences that are immersive, that are interesting, engaging, vibrant for young people, and also a lot of methods that are being used now by corporations in involving young people in the processes, not just at the end of the projects.
I think we need more cooperation. Of course, we have nowadays a lot of cooperation, but we could have it more.
But let's get back to the Future Labs project. I knew that youth workers could learn new methods through this project, but I didn't know which ones, so I had to ask. Here is what Lenka, Ela and Urška said.
I think there are many methods, the innovative methods, especially in how to engage young people, because young people and generations are changing and they grow up in different environment, different than what we grow up in. So we need to adjust and be more attractive and learn how to engage these people more.
I think that good methods would be how to share information in social media. This competence is lacking among many youth workers. And also the method of empowering the youth and raising their self-esteem is very important. I think that the method of telling a story, storytelling, digital storytelling is very important. And because the art of telling stories is essential to make the young people feel well, both mentally and physically.
Different methods like design thinking, digital storytelling, gamification, and other. And maybe also to stimulate the development of new methods in youth work.
Okay, so I felt I was getting good information, but I still wanted to clear up what is the main goal of this project. Marco, Anita and Kari were kind enough to clarify that for me.
The goal is simply one, to make the youth work better.
Future Labs is a project that wants to mainstream innovative practices in youth work and wants to help youth workers to gain new competences in methods that are just coming out in the community right now.
To lift up the knowledge and skills of youth workers and those who are working with youth around Europe. I think that's the main goal.
Finally, I wanted to know what were these people dreaming with this project? What was their vision, their utopia? Here is what Ela and Elena told me.
My utopia is to get all youth workers interested and enthusiastic in using and developing tools designed and tested in this project so that the youth get new ideas, approaches, and to their previous assumptions, and they become active citizens in society.
Now, so my utopia, I hope it would helpful to fulfill the youth work centers. Like it can bring the life to youth centers, like the youngsters can come there and they feel really like they are doing something what they want, what's for them impressive, what's for them attractive, what's for them innovative. So that's my kind of utopia.
Well, enough with talking serious youth work business. I was in an international meeting and one thing I wanted to know was, if their countries ruled the world, what would be the main dish everyone would be obliged to eat? You gotta love the answers.
I'm not sure about the main dish. I'm sure it would be not healthy. But I'm very, very sure about the drink. It would be the beer.
Well, the main dish in Portugal is bacalhau, but codfish, but I don't like it also. So I would try to make something different, but probably some dish that will include diversity. So many different things together.
If my country ruled the world, the main dish, I don't know what would be, but the sides would be potatoes and rice.
Well, I think it would be a Karelian pie.
I would suggest that the main dish would be kukko. That it's the Finnish pasty with meat or with vegetable. I would prefer vegetable Finnish pasty because it's easy to take with you. You can bake it and have all in one package. So there's vegetables or meat inside the bread. And it can be small or bigger, depending on the size of the group. And if you use yellow turnip, it helps your digestion in your body.
This cannot happen. We are too small to rule the world.
So our traditional dish in Slovakia is brinzové halušky. It's like potato dumplings with the sheep cheese and bacon on it. And it is quite heavy, so I hope it would be not the main dish for the whole world.
Of course, it would be pizza, but in a certain way, we are already ruling the world because everywhere you go, you find pizza, so... That's a good question, and the answer is pizza.
Well, that was our first episode, this time about our Future Labs project. From now on, we will be conducting interviews to experts and youth workers. Keep listening, we will be talking youth work. This podcast is funded by the Erasmus Plus YouthWatch program powered by Tim Mais and the editorial board of UMAC University of Applied Sciences, Kari Keuru, Jarmo Roksa and Kristina Vesama, with the support of all the Future Labs partners.